Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1899, Seven Streams of Income, The Millionaire Secret, Part 2, by Dr. Jeff Anzalone with PhysicianOnFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. Seven Streams of Income, The Millionaire Secret, Part 2, by Dr. Jeff Anzalone with PhysicianOnFire.com. Number 1. Earned income. As previously mentioned, this type of income is what comes in from your primary job. If you're an engineer or electrician, then it's what you make engineering or electricianing. I don't think that's a word. Remember, most of the time, this is based on some type of payment structure, whether it's an annual salary, hourly rate, or commissions. In other words, either as an employee or self-employed individual, you have to trade your time for money in order to receive it. Now, there's nothing wrong with this, as it's the first source of income that most self-made millionaires have. You gotta start somewhere, right? But again, it's also risky to go through your entire career relying on active income as the only source for your family. Also, while some jobs and careers pay well, it's going to be very difficult to retire from one income stream as opposed to multiple streams of income. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm looking out for you. What I'm trying to say is that you should consider earned income as a way to build up other sources of income based on the other options. Number 2, business or profit income. If you've started any businesses on the side of your regular 9-to-5 job, also known as a side hustle, then any income received would fall under the business income category. This could be one to multiple sources depending on your situation. Unlike earned income from your regular job, business income can grow exponentially as your side businesses grow. What this means is that this type of income has the potential to build real wealth. Number 3, interest income. More than likely, at some point in your life, you've put money in a savings account or CD. If so, then you earned interest on your money, which is a form of interest income. Many times, businesses that tend to hold large amounts of cash will do so in accounts that pay them some type of interest income instead of sitting in a non-interest-bearing checking account. More than likely, this wouldn't be your highest earning income stream, but it's always a good idea to keep your savings in accounts where you'll at least earn interest. Number 4, dividend income. If you own shares in a company, known as stock, then you're considered a part owner. For instance, if you're a Tesla stock owner like I am, then both you and I have ownership in that company. Maybe that's why my wife had me buy her one last year. As an owner, you could be entitled to receive a share in the profits generated, which are paid as dividends. If you're already investing in retirement accounts, such as in a 401k, more than likely you're receiving dividends from dividend stocks that are being reinvested in your account. By doing this, your investments continue growing in value, which allows you to earn even more income from these reinvested dividends. Number 5, rental income. One of the most popular income streams that millionaires possess is rental income. This income is derived from the rent that tenants pay each month. Not only can rental property offer a steady stream of income, but there are also numerous tax deductions involved. Rental income can be derived from either active or passive investing. You must choose whether or not you want to be a landlord, active or not. Either way, this income is one of the secrets to millionaire success. Number 6, capital gains. Whenever you sell an asset, such as a stock or your home, that difference between the amount you purchased it for and the amount it sold for is the capital gains. For example, if you purchased a home for $200,000 and sold it 3 years later for $250,000, the capital gain would be $50,000. This type of income is subject to either long or short-term capital gains tax. Typically, if you hold an asset for more than 1 year before you dispose of it, your capital gain or loss is long-term. If you hold it 1 year or less, your capital gain or loss is short-term. And number 7, royalties or licensing income. This type of income is paid by people to use something unique that you've created. One of the more popular items is music. Artists earn royalty income whenever a radio station plays one of their songs. What if you can't sing or write music? Another way to earn this type of income is if you create an idea for a product or invention. Even if you have no money to develop an invention, companies will pay you for your idea. Some people only earn a small amount each year from royalty income, but others earn much more. 3 benefits of having 7 income streams. Number 1, risk mitigation. Whenever you set up your financial life to have income hitting your accounts from different sources, it helps to lower risk. This is why Dave Ramsey recommends investing in mutual funds versus single stocks. If stocks in a mutual fund go down in value, there are others that can increase in price, thus keeping the price from tanking. Regardless of your income, the same scenario rings true. We saw this play out firsthand in early 2020 when the world began shutting down. Those of us that had only one income stream learned quickly that something needed to be done moving forward in order to keep money coming in no matter what happens. Number 2, pay off debt quickly. If you try to put out a fire with one water hose versus multiple hoses, which do you think would be best? The same goes for paying down debt. You can become debt-free much more quickly if there are several sources of income to put out your fires rather than one. And number 3, it gives you options. If you plan on following what financial advisors recommend, you best settle in for a long career of getting rich slowly. There's nothing wrong with this, and if you love your job, then I think you should keep doing what you love. But if you want options when it comes to when and how you retire or cut back, then having multiple income streams can give you just that. The bottom line. The entire purpose of creating multiple streams of income is that it's an excellent way of earning more money and reducing risk. Remember, we don't want to put all of our eggs in one basket, right? It doesn't matter your education level or what your current income is now. It's possible for anyone to create multiple streams of income. If you're truly dedicated to building wealth for your family and generations down the road, then building up additional income streams and passing your knowledge down to your kids will be one of the keys to success. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 7 Streams of Income, The Millionaire Secret by Dr. Jeff Anzalone with physicianonfire.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Passive investing in index funds through your retirement and brokerage accounts is a no-brainer, as these assets will be able to provide your income eventually. When I only had one source of income through my W-2 job, it was very easy for me to invest in the stock market while working full-time. While real estate is a popular option for the FI community, I've continued to shy away from it due to the front-loaded effort it takes to set up. If you're a little gun-shy like I am, perhaps consider renting out a room in your house. I did this for about 2 years, and my tenant covered about 90% of my mortgage. I actually consider this podcast my first paying side hustle, and I'm so fortunate that it's now grown to one of my main sources of income. When I had a well-paid W-2 job, multiple income streams felt like a nice to have versus a need to have. But in retrospect, I think it would have been much harder for me to quit my W-2 job last year without another source of income, even if it was quite smaller than my salary. I like that this article pointed out that your full-time earned income can provide the funds needed to build up your other income streams. That's certainly been the case for me. The Economy Conference, which is an event I produce, isn't projected to be profitable until 2023, which is 5 years after I started working on it. My W-2 income allowed me to self-fund this passion project, cover and save for my living expenses, and avoid debt while building my business. And that's another episode and weekend of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with more posts for you on Monday. So have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.